Chapter 6. A Visit to Ka the Rock Python. In the meantime, Baloo and Bagheera were furious with rage and sadness. Bagheera climbed as he had never climbed before, but the thin branches broke beneath his weight, and Baloo set off at a slow, steady pace in the hope of catching the monkeys.
"Sit still and think," roared Bagheera to Baloo. "Make a plan. There is no time for chasing."
"Oh, Mowgli, Mowgli, why didn't I warn you about the monkey people?"
Baloo put his paws over his ears and rolled around moaning.
"Listen," said Bagheera. "Unless and until they drop him from the branches or kill him for fun, I have no fear for the man cub. He is wise and well taught, but he is in the power of the Bandar log, and they, because they live in the trees, have no fear of our people in the jungle."
"What a fool I am,"
said Baloo, standing up. An idea had come to the bear. "It is true what Hathi, the wild elephant, says. To each his own fear. The monkey people fear Ka, the rock python. He can climb as well as they can. He steals young monkeys in the middle of the night. The whisper of his name makes them frightened. Let us go to Ka. What will he do for us? He is not of our tribe," said Bagheera.
"He is very old and cunning, and he is always hungry," said Baloo hopefully. "Promise him many goats, Bagheera."
They went off to look for Ka, the rock python, and found him stretched out on a warm branch in the afternoon sun. Ka was twisting his 30-foot body into fantastic knots and curves while licking his lips as he thought his dinner was about to come.
"He has not eaten," said Baloo with a grunt of relief. "Be careful, Bagheera. He is very quick to strike."
Ka had no poison. His strength lay in his hug, which would surely end just about anybody.
"Good hunting," cried Baloo to Ka.
"Good hunting for us all," Ka answered.
"Oh, Baloo, what are you doing here?"
"Good hunting, Bagheera. One of us at least needs food. Is there any news of game nearby?"
"We are hunting," said Baloo carelessly.
He knew that he must not hurry Ka.
"Give me permission to come with you," said Ka.
"A kill is easy for you, but I have to wait for days on the small chance of catching an ape. The branches are not what they were when I was young. Rotten twigs and dry branches are everywhere. I came very near to falling on my last hunt, and the noise of my slipping woke up the Bandar log. And they called me some very evil names."
"They will say anything, those monkey people," replied Bagheera, "even that you have lost all your teeth and will not face anything bigger than a young goat. They are indeed shameless."
Now a snake, especially a wary old python like Ka, very seldom shows that he is angry. But Baloo and Bagheera could see the big swallowing muscles on either side of the snake's throat ripple and bulge.
"The Bandar log have shifted their grounds," Ka said quietly. "When I woke up this morning, I heard them yelling among the treetops."
"It is the Bandar log that we are following now," said Baloo.
"The trouble is this, Ka," continued Bagheera. "Those nut stealers and pickers of palm leaves have stolen away our man cub. Maybe you've heard of the boy?"
"I heard some news from Iki the porcupine of a man thing that was entered into a wolf pack, but I didn't believe it. Iki is full of stories half heard and very badly told," said Ka.
"But it is true. He is a man cub. He is the wisest and bravest of man cubs. My own pupil, in fact. Besides, we love him, Ka."
"Our man cub is in the hands of the Bandar log now, and we know that of all the jungle people, they fear Ka the most," said Bagheera quickly.
"They fear me the most, and they have good reason to," said Ka.
"Loud, foolish, and vain are the monkeys.
A man thing in their hands is no good luck. Now, where did they go with the cub?"
Only the jungle knows. Toward the setting sun, I believe, said Baloo. We had thought you might know, Ka.
I? How? I take them when they come my way, but I do not hunt the Bandar log, replied Ka.
Up, up, hello! Look up, Baloo of the Seeonee Wolf Pack!
Baloo looked up to see where the voice came from, and there was Ran the kite, sweeping down with the sun shining on his wings. Ran had flown all over the jungle looking for the bear.
What is it? Asked Baloo.
I have seen Mowgli among the Bandar log. He told me to tell you that the monkey people have taken him beyond the river. They have gone to the monkey city, to the cold lairs. I don't know how long they will stay there. That is my message. Good hunting to all of you, said Ran.
I will remember you in my next kill and put aside something for you alone, Ran, O best of kites, cried Bagheera.
The boy held the master word, so it was the least I could do, said Ran, and he circled up again into the sky above.
He has not forgotten his lessons, said Baloo with pride.
To think of one so young remembering the master word for the birds while he was being pulled across the treetops is amazing.
I am proud of Mowgli, too, said Bagheera. Now we must go to the cold lairs.
They all knew where the cold lairs was, but few of the jungle people ever went there. The cold lairs was an old abandoned city, lost and buried in the jungle, and beasts rarely use a place that men have once used. Besides, the monkeys lived there as much as they could live anywhere, and no self-respecting animal would go anywhere near it.
It is half a night's journey at full speed, said Bagheera.
Baloo looked very serious.
I will go as fast as I can, he said anxiously. We cannot wait for you. Follow us, Baloo, but Ka and I must go quickly, said Bagheera.
Baloo made an effort to hurry, but soon had to sit down to rest, and so they left him to come on later. Bagheera hurried forward as quickly as a panther could go. Ka said nothing, but the huge rock python managed to follow him closely, finding the shortest road with his steady eyes and keeping to it.